This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Tim Eisker, All the Bar back here at Carlinville High School. Welcome everyone listening to our live stream online at WSMIRadio.com through our friends at Network One Sports. The coin toss is happening right now as the Carlinville and Greenville captains out at midfield. Now they shake hands, and official Louis Lang is going to tell us who has won the coin toss here. And looks like Carlinville has won. They will receive. Was that the motion that Louis gave? No. I think he gave the receive motion twice. But either way, Carlinville, when they win the coin toss, Carl, we know what they do.
That's right. They defer. They're going to be on defense.
That's what they like to do. They've done that.
Well, I'm totally confused, so we'll just see who kicks off now.
You saw the same signal
on
both sides, right? Okay.
Both are receiving.
Yes, all right. So our good buddy Louis Lang is the head referee tonight out of Coffeen. Umpire is Todd Bryant of Marion. The linesman, Chris Kester from Greenville. Brian Schuker, the line judge from Vandalia. And Bernie Page, the back judge from Marion. And October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so the officials tonight, they are wearing pink whistles and pink wristbands tonight. And our officiating crew tonight, they are a class act. They will be donating a portion of their check to the Montgomery County Cancer Association in honor of WSMI's Terry Tote and in memory of Alicia Grossenheider and Leighton Piesold. And, of course, those two great people unfortunately lost their battles over the last couple of weeks. Leighton just passed away earlier this week. He will be honored tonight at the Litchfield Hillsborough game in a very special moment, and that will be coming up in our second broadcast feature at about 9:30 tonight here on WSMI FM 106. And also, it's Louis and Teresa Lang's 33rd wedding anniversary. I don't know how Teresa made it that long, Gary.
Ooh, wow.
I don't know.
Congratulations
to
her.
Oh, boy. How about that, huh?
Patience.
Yeah, congratulations to her, yes. Jared Easterday is 82 yards away from 2,000 for his career, or for the season, excuse me, well over 2,000 for his career, obviously. And Kyle Dixon, 132 yards away from 1,000 on the year. Onside kick to start.
It's
the
loose.
Ball is bounding around. Carlinville says they have it, and they do. The Cavaliers recover the onside kick to start the ball game, and Carlos, they got a couple of them last week, and prior to that, we hadn't seen many onside recoveries.
It hadn't been near as successful as it was just the year before, but they hadn't done quite as many true little short ones. They've been doing more of the mid ones, and this time it was a true onside kick, and they recovered.
And they will start at the Greenville 47-yard line. Jared Easterday and his crew, four receiver set out to the right in the slot. Easterday empty backfield and shotgun. He will motion Aiden Tosh into the backfield. Now Easterday throws out in the flat. Catch is made by Will Walton. He's got first down yardage inside of the Greenville 40, down at the 39-yard line. A nice start for Carlinville and a gain of about 12 yards. The offensive line makes this crew go. Jordan Brussel, the left tackle. Blaze Ballou, the right guard. Tyler McClain, the center. Jonathan Stillwell, the right tackle. And Alex Dawson, the left guard. And they are big, strong, and fast up front. Easterday, right down the seam. Dixon, caught, touchdown. Two plays, thank you very much, on senior night.
And that will get him closer to his 1,000-yard year, as Kyle Dixon started with 868 yards on this night. So add 35 to it quickly.
Easterday was sacked for the first two times last week, and Carl, that is what makes him so dangerous. That offensive line gives him the time, and he is so accurate with the football. He consistently hits receivers in stride, and he did it right there, a 39-yard touchdown on the game's second play. Now they shift everyone to the left of the center, looking for that two-point try, and they will go for two. They swing it out to Dixon, gets a block, fighting for the end zone, and he has it. The two-point conversion is good. So an explosive start for Carlinville on senior night. 21 seconds into the ball game, and they lead the Greenville Comets 8-0. You're listening to Week 9 of the high school football season on WSMI. Another onside kick for Carlinville. Schmidt gets a good high bounce on it, but going up high to retrieve it is Mason Johnson for the Comets. And boy, that was a good onside kick there, even though the Cavs didn't recover.
Boy, did he get the ideal bounce. So, yeah, you got to give a lot of credit to Greenville for just fielding that ball.
The Comets will start at their own 39-yard line. Will Harnacher will work from shotgun. He's got the pink tape on both of his ankles tonight. He's going deep, has a man wide open, and he missed him. Oh, wide open was Hunter Matthews, a blown coverage for Carlinville. And Carlos, you have to take advantage of those when you get them against the Cavies.
Yeah, and it was a case where you could just throw it way short, and he's still going to catch it. Even if he gets caught that way, you get a big game, but he just overthrew him.
Hunter Matthews snuck out of the backfield unattended, and Carlinville fortunate there. That wasn't a one play. Touchdown. 11 minutes, 31 seconds for the opening quarter. Carlinville already leading 8-0, looking for that first unblemished year since 2001. Harnacher, shotgun snap, throws it out in the flat. The catch is made there by Drew Fry, and he's wrapped up quickly after a short gain as the Cavvy defense flowed to the football quickly and shut her down after a gain of about two.
Nick Walton on that tackle.
And it's just going to be a gain of one, just barely to the 40. They mark it just inside the 40, so it'll be third and a long nine for Greenville. They'll bring three receivers to the right side of the formation. Harnacher will work from shotgun with Matthews off his left shoulder. Now they shift the formation and take Fry and Johnson to the left side and bring Isaac Green over to the right side. Two receivers now each side of the formation for the Comets. Third and nine. Harnacher, shotgun snap, straight back. Surveys looking over the middle. Intercepted by Dixon. Read it like a book. He might take it to the house. One man to beat. Oh, a stiff arm. Now a handful of jersey, and Harnacher gets him on the ground, but not before Dixon gets it back inside of the 10-yard line. Down at the nine. Oh, Kyle Dixon has entered the Severs Equipment red zone. Score big with Case IH at Severs Equipment online at SeversEquipment.com. And, Carl, you could see that coming. Harnacher led Dixon right to the football.
He did indeed. As you could see the safeties backing up. They were going to look for the pick, and on third and long, they found it.
First and goal for Carlinville. Officially, they spot it at the 10. Easterday from shotgun, four receivers bunched up in the right. It's a quarterback draw for Jarrett. Straight ahead, and he is into the end zone for the touchdown. Three plays, two touchdowns, as Easterday runs it in from 10 yards out. That is his seventh rushing touchdown of the year, to go now with 29 touchdown passes to just one interception.
And now, something that Cavaliers really don't exploit much is his running ability. Remember, one of his biggest running games was against Vandalia.
Carlinville has everybody shifted over to the left. They don't get the look they want for two, so they'll bring everybody back in for the extra point try. Matt Schmidt, who has split out wide to the right, will not come in for the extra point. Play clock in the north end functioning. The one in the south end is not. Play clock down to four. Snap back to Easterday. A little bit high. Gets it down. Schmidt's kick is up, and it is good inside the right upright. 10-28 for the opening quarter. It is 15-0. The Carlinville Cavaliers leading the Greenville Comets. We're back with the Cavvy kickoff following these messages on WSMI. An early statement from Carlinville here in week nine. Onside kick recovery to start the game. Two plays and a touchdown, a 39-yard strike from Easterday to Dixon. A three and out forced by the Carlinville defense. Actually, nope. It was a third down and an interception by Dixon. Ran it back to the 10, and then Easterday ran it in from there for the touchdown. Another low kick, high bounce off one of Greenville's players. Picked up by Matt Kalaus, and he's got nowhere to go. He'll be brought down at the 25-yard line, and the soccer player Matt Schmidt is really getting some bounce on that ball tonight.
I think he's using a super ball on that one because, yeah, he's getting great bounces. I guess
how high in the air did that bounce, you think?
It seemed like it went up a good, 20 yards?
That's
in the
what I was,
air,
yeah,
almost.
It was up there. 10-20 for the opening quarter. Dominating start for the Cavaliers. Harnacher, 31 yards away from 2,000 for his season. He will hand it off to Matthews running left. Bounces outside, and he's got a Greenville first down out across the 30 at the 31-yard line. And David Jenkins has a WSMI game break. Thank you very much, David. First and 10 for the Greenville Comets. As hustling off the field and then slipping as he got there was Aiden Noggle. And the Comets run left, nothing there. As Noggle got to the sideline in time but then slipped on that tarp that Carlinville has on their home sideline. Now he's right back onto the field. He was in a dead sprint to make sure they didn't get too many men on the field.
Yeah, well, Comets also like that hurry-up offense. You never know how quick they're going to snap the ball. They're at the line of scrimmage ready to go.
No gain on that play, so it's second and 10. Three receivers to the right side as Harnacher operates out of shotgun. Carlinville coming with the blitz. Harnacher flushes to the right over the middle and short. Ambule almost picked that off.
pressure, so he had to hurry it there. Another factor, Cavaliers have quite a few sacks, but, Tim, they also just put on pressure and force those quick passes.
I think Logan Rosentrader has 10 hurries on the year. They have multiple players in the defensive front with at least three sacks.
Ramey Lewis on that one, where he was all over the quarterback.
He's had a phenomenal defensive year at that linebacker position for Carthenville. Harnacher again from shotgun, three receivers to the right. Harnacher surveying and rolling to the right. Has a man, Green, down the field. Dixon, what a recovery, and he's going to get called for pass interference. The ball, I think, might have been picked off as it was kicked by Green after the deflection. Tucker Hughes came diving in to make the pick, but I think they're going to get pass interference on Kyle Dixon. That ball was a little bit underthrown as Dixon was in recovery mode there, and it is on Dixon, pass interference. That looked like the right call.
Well, that's kind of a – boy, that's the toughest call in the world, because if he turns and he deflects the ball, you got to understand that's really not interference then.
But I think he did make contact with Green before the deflection.
Before then, and that's what the official – I think threw the flag actually before the pick too. So.
But that ball was kicked in the air off the deflection, and Tucker Hughes came flying in from his defensive end position as he was not giving up on the play, and a headlong dive. And I think he actually got his hands under the ball. It will be pass interference, though, on Dixon. It'll move the football into the Carthenville side of the field, down at the Cavy 48-yard line. So after the interception on the opening drive, Greenville on the move now, but they're down 15-0 already. Hand off to Matthews running left. Oh, he gets wrapped up at the ankles. I think that was Tucker Hughes who crashed in from that left defensive end position. Wrapped him up and wouldn't let him go. It was Tucker. Not your prototypical defensive end, Carl, 5'8", 160, but, man, he explodes off that edge.
He's been an exceptional player to the Cavaliers for the last 2 years especially, and now for the first time just playing defense.
No gain on that play, second and 10. Again, Harnacher from shotgun. He's going to roll to his right. Now has to backtrack inside his own 45, and he will hit his receiver coming back to the football. That's going to be close to first down yardage. Nice catch made there by Isaac Green at the Carthenville 40-yard line. Will they give him forward progress inside? They should, probably about the 39. Nope, they will mark it right at the 40. That'll be a gain of 8. And it's going to be third and about 2 for Greenville. 8:23 for the opening quarter. Comets on the move here. Harnacher from shotgun. Two receivers to the right, one split out wide to the left. Harnacher will hand to Matthews. Oh, he is hit in the backfield, lost a yard back at the 41-yard line. Great defensive line pressure from that Carthenville front. Logan Rosentrader in on the stop along with Tucker Hughes. But, Carl, that's the thing with this Carthenville defense. It's always multiple players.
It is multiple players, and this year has just been an outstanding year for the Cavaliers defense because teams used to move the ball fairly well on them last year, but they wouldn't give up the score. Now they almost just shut them down quite often.
Yeah, they were the bend and don't break. Now they don't bend.
They don't
really
bend,
broke.
Do they?
They do not. Fourth and 3, the Comets will go, trailing by 15. Harnacher pumps, has to pull it down. Now he's running to the right, flushed, and trouble, has to throw it away, and the Cavalier defense comes up with a 4 and out.
And you know when you throw it away on fourth down, you had to throw it away, and he did just from the rush.
And that rush was pretty consistent those last couple of snaps for the Carthenville defense.
Though you'd probably still say he had time and give credit to a great coverage on that particular play.
That's what makes this Carthenville defense ultra tough, though, is because they can get the pass rush, and they have the skill on the back end
End. And the dangerous skill on the back end, if they pick it, take it to the house.
Of course, we saw Dixon do that at the end of the first half against Vandalia, 99 yards. 7.5 minutes for the opening quarter. Carthenville will start from their own 41-yard line after recovering an onside kick to start the game. It started at the Greenville 47, two plays and a touchdown. Then Kyle Dixon picked off Will Harnacher, ran it back to the 10-yard line, one play and a touchdown. Chad Easterday coming up and hollering something to the press box after the officials came over to the sideline. I guess their play clocks are going to be shut off because the play clock on the north end is working. The play clock on the south end is not working, so they're going to shut off both play clocks, and that's just in the interest of fair play because Greenville didn't have a play clock going south, so Carthenville can't have a play clock going north. So we'll have to do it old school, like our ancestors did it, Carl.
Yes, and well, some schools still don't even have them.
Right.
We have been there.
7.5 minutes for the quarter, still waiting for the play clock here to be shut off, and David Jenkins has a WSMI game break. Thank you very much, David. Colton DeLong straight up the gut. Where is the defense? Nowhere to be found. Goodbye. Touchdown. Was Greenville ready for the snap?
It didn't seem like it, did it?
My God.
Found a hole, and that was that.
Untouched. Literally, nobody touched Colton DeLong on his way 59 yards to the end zone for a touchdown. And it looked like Greenville was running towards the sidelines when Colton DeLong was running towards the end zone. My goodness. Four plays, three touchdowns for Carthenville.
See if the Cavaliers will be looking for that particular defense again.
They have everybody shifted to the left. Now they will come back into the traditional offensive line set for their extra point try. We've said it before, just one more thing you have to prepare for when you're facing the Carthenville Cavaliers. Matt Schmidt now for the extra point. Needs third A to hold. The snap is back. The hold is down. Schmidt's kick is up, and it is good. 22-0. The Carthenville Cavaliers have jumped the Greenville Comets here with 7:22 to play in the opening quarter. We're back with the Carthenville kickoff following these messages on WSMI. Three touchdown drives, all under 20 seconds. The last two inside of 10 seconds each. Matt Schmidt now. Another little onside squibber, and Mason Johnson falls right on top of the football, and Greenville will take over at their own 40-yard line. And Carl, I guess it's really, it's not surprising by any stretch because we've seen Carthenville do this all year long. Remember, they put a running clock on Pena in the first half, scored 64 at Vandalia, and the only time they punted the ball was when the wide receiver dropped a ball that hit him right between the numbers.
Yeah, it's been that kind of offense for this Cavalier team all year long. When they get going, they are scary, and it's against good defenses sometimes. Doesn't matter.
Well, that last play is like Greenville was still waiting for the play clock to be organized. The next thing he knew, Colton DeLong was running right past him for a 59-yard touchdown. Harnacher now will step and throw down the sideline and incomplete as he was looking for Hunter Gray. Ambule had the coverage. It'll be second and 10. Remember, Colton DeLong wasn't even the starting running back until that game at Vandalia weeks ago. Remember, Tucker Hughes has the hamstring injury, so he's defense only. And Ethan Wallace has been dealing with a high ankle sprain for a number of weeks now for Carthenville. So it's Colton DeLong's rushing show, and he did it in Vandalia, and he did it on his first touch tonight.
He did indeed. And really, they didn't have that good a running game till that night, where that was their best running offense we've seen all year.
Harnacher over the middle, nearly intercepted again, ends up behind his intended target, as that was Ethan Wallace who had the coverage that time. Nope, it was, it'll be third and 10 for the Greenville Comets. 7-11 for the first quarter. We haven't even played 5 minutes and Carthenville has 22 points. We'll have the road to Champaign for you tomorrow night, live at 8 here on FM 106. Football playoff pairing show. Harnacher from shotgun has pressure, has to step up in the pocket. Now he's going to try to tuck and run, and he is sacked back inside of the 40 at the 38-yard line. More pressure again from the Carthenville defensive front. Blaze Ballou in on the stop. It'll be 4th and 11 for the Greenville Comets. And let's go to David Jenkins with the WSMI game break. All right, David, thank you very much. Well, a good start for the Bulldogs tonight as they look for that fifth win to get themselves postseason eligible. High kick from Hunter Matthews. Fair catch called for and made by Kyle Dixon just outside the 35 at around the 37. 6:25 for the first quarter of play. 22-0, the Carthenville Cavaliers leading. And of course, Carl, playoff eligible means you get the 5 wins, and in the South Central Conference, when you're 5-4, you're going to get in off of points unless the number goes up over 40.
And it hasn't reached there yet, right?
Not
year
yet.
After year, so.
But consistently in the high 30s, though. 39 has been the highest, David Jenkins tells me. Fake to DeLong. They hit Ambu on the little wide receiver screen. Oh, takes a big lick out around the 40-yard line. That was an awesome hit in the open field laid out by Harley Feaster. I don't think Ambu saw him, but he felt him.
He felt him for sure.
Got out to the 45, a gain of 8. And that's another one of those plays, Carl, where you think, oh, you know, 3-4 yards. No, 8. Halfway through the opening quarter now, 22-0. Carthenville leading, looking for more. An impressive start here on senior night for the Cavaliers, making a statement. They've been making a statement all season long. 5 receiver set, empty backfield. Jarrett has time, steps up, throws over the middle, looking for Ambuhl, and it is incomplete. Oh, that's a great defensive play there by Drew Fry. A little bit behind Ambuhl. Fry almost picked it off. That'll stop the clock with 5:41 to play in the opening quarter. It'll bring up 3rd and 3. And Easterday has such confidence, Carl, in his arm and his receivers. He's not afraid to put it in tight windows, which makes his one interception even more impressive. And that came in the first week of the year, that pick. 4 receiver set. They will give 2 to Long. Colton running right, and he is stuffed. He did not get the line to gain. It'll be 4th down for the Cavaliers. He gained 1 out to the 46. Good job over there on the right side of that Greenville defense to stack up Colton DeLong, and the Cavaliers will have to punt as the clock runs inside of 5 minutes and 20 seconds for the opening quarter of play. Easterday will punt as the Greenville returners are late, backpedaling inside the 20 as Easterday punts the ball away. It's a low kick, angled, going to bounce just outside the 20, takes a good Carthenville bounce, and that's going to be out of bounds inside of the 20. How far down will the officials step it off? They will stop at the 18-yard line. 5:05 for the opening quarter. The Greenville offense comes back on the field, and they need something here offensively to get themselves jump-started in this ball game. But when Carthenville gets you down like this, Carl, they just get even more aggressive than they normally are. Harnacher from shotgun will hand to Matthews, tries to run right. Carthenville has none of that. They stack it up, no gain on the play. Ramey Lewis in on that stop. And you mentioned it several weeks ago about the Carthenville defense, Carl. The offense gets a lot of the press, and rightfully so, because they're explosive in every facet of it. But the defense is really what has taken Carthenville to a different level this year.
Yeah, it really has. It's the biggest improvement from last year is the defense.
Harnacher from shotgun. Little play action, throws a slant, and the catch is made on a dive out across the 25 to the 26 by Isaac Green.
Good catch by Green, because Ambuhl actually hit him right as soon as the ball got there, trying to knock it away.
Yeah, the coverage was there. That was a good throw from Harnacher. He put it where only his guy was going to get it. Sets up 3rd and 1 from Greenville's own 26-yard line. Harnacher from shotgun will hand to Matthews. Hit in the backfield, and he did not get it. Did not see the Carthenville player that got in there. Might have been Ramey Lewis again. It's going to be 4th and 1. Down 22, do you go for it, Carl, on your own 26 with 3:40 to play in the first quarter?
I'd say normally not, and you might just try and draw them off sides. We'll see. Greenville does do that a lot.
This is where Carthenville puts you in uncomfortable positions, doing things you wouldn't normally do. Harnacher, a little hard count. Carthenville didn't bite. Remember, the play clock's not working here at Carthenville as Harnacher checks his wristband for the plays. Claps his hand together, snaps away. They will give to Hunter Matthews, and he drives forward. It's going to be close. He's right at the sticks. Let's wait for the signal. And they will say, first down, Greenville Comets. Needed 1, got 1.5.
Yeah, he got it. Tough yard, but he got it.
3:10 for the opening quarter, 22-0. Carthenville in control. Harnacher from shotgun. He will motion the man. That's Logan Dahl. He'll wind up just off left tackle. Harnacher now looks left, coming back right. Dixon has a beat on it, and it's incomplete as Isaac Green turned it into the defender that time and hit Dixon and jarred the ball loose.
As his counterpart on the Cavalier team was, where's the offensive pass interference?
That never gets called, Carl.
It doesn't get called, does it? I mean, truthfully, it isn't fair. You're trying to pick the ball, and the guy just drills you.
the ball skills of Kyle Dixon. We've seen it for 3 years as he was starting as a sophomore on the team that went to state. He just has such an instinct for that football. Of course, it serves him well on the offensive side, too. Harnacher from shotgun on second and 10. Pressured, throws over the middle. A one-handed interception by Dixon. Wow. Makes a man miss. He's running back now inside the 30. Inside the 20. Gets the block, turns the corner, throws on the air, breaks. He's into the end zone for the touchdown. Absolutely incredible. Kyle Dixon. The pick was awesome. One-handed interception, and then on the run back, Carl, a series of defenders he made miss, and then the air breaks at the end to have one fly by. Wow.
He's a return man, and when he gets a pick in open field, it's just wonderful to watch.
Oh, my goodness. So much fun. How far does Dave Kane have that pick six? 45 yards, says Dave. So it is done. So it is written. 2:39 for the opening quarter. As Carville shifts back in for their extra point try now. Just incredible. Carville's going to take a timeout. Kyle Dixon, if you haven't seen the young man play, folks, it is an absolute treat to watch him play football. 28-0, Carlinville all over Greenville. Timeout on the field. We'll come back to Carlinville High School following these messages on WSMI. What's your pleasure, Carl, the one-handed interception or the sensational run back?
Well, I love the run back. The one-handed was good, but he's seen it all the way.
Right.
Let's face it, he's that type of athlete. That's not that hard for him to do.
He makes it look easy, don't he?
Yep. I go back to his 98-yard one where the whole team had to miss him twice as he went all the way down the field against Vandalia.
These seniors making the count on senior night, their final regular season home game. Of course, they'll be right back here for the first round of the playoffs next week. Hopefully a whole lot more. Matt Schmidt now on for the extra point try. Snap was high. Jarrett got it down. Schmidt's kick is up, and it is good. 29-0. The Carlinville Cavaliers cruising past the Greenville Comets here with 2:39 to play in the opening quarter. David Jenkins has a WSMI game break for us. All right, David, thank you very much. So Auburn in danger of missing the playoffs for the first time in a very long time under head coach Dave Bates. That was a tall order, Carl, the Aurora Forsyth in week 9 when you got a win.
Yeah, that's a really tough place to play, and they're just one of those teams that you're going to see in state almost every year.
They've been the top-ranked team in 2A all season long, and there is going to be no change in that poll as we head into the postseason. Carlinville got up to as high as number 2 in 3A, but they've spent most of the year ranked number 3. Dixon, a little onside kick, another high bounce. Mason Johnson has to retreat and winds up with an over-the-shoulder catch as the Comets will take over at their own 31-yard line as Matt Schmidt is really getting a lot of bounce and high bounces off of that kick.
Well, it's obviously a dry field for once. And we played most of the year. It was kind of wet. Now it's finally dried out, and it's a hard surface.
29-0, Carlinville leading with 2:38 to play in the first quarter. Two picks for Dixon, one ran back for a touchdown. Harnacher going to run it himself to the left, and he will get shy of the 40 as Blaze Ballou was in hot pursuit that time and got Harnacher down. They will mark him at around the 39-yard line. It'll be a gain of about 6. Harnacher from shotgun has 4 receivers set, 2 on each side of the formation. Matthews, the tailback, off his left shoulder. Harnacher will throw over the middle, way overthrown, overshot his receiver by about 10 yards that time, but the coverage was there from Colin Gibble. David Jenkins has another WSMI game break. All right, David, of course, Pena and Vandalia both 7-1, and the one for both, Carlinville, and both convincing.
Absolutely.
Just like tonight. That'd be the only concern for Carlinville. They haven't been challenged all year, literally, in 8 weeks and a quarter of football. Greenville keeps it on the ground, nothing doing there. Short gain to the 40. I asked Chad about that last week on Sports Saturday, Carl, and he wasn't too concerned about it just because of the seniors on this team and the leadership and the way they're able to go at each other in practice.
You know, that's a given. And I know one happy conference is South Central because 18 seniors from Cardinalville are going to graduate.
Matthews on the ground right over center and has the first down out to the Comet 45-yard line. Yeah, Cardinalville, I mean, they're not going to be able to replace all this talent, but they're going to be just fine next year.
Well, they have 12 juniors, 18 sophomores. I mean, it's going to be a different team.
Yes.
Obviously, but wow, this is just one year to really remiss this, as these seniors.
This is a special season,
yes,
one for the
is.
Ages for Cardinalville. Harnacher throws behind his intended target out in the left flat. It'll be incomplete and second down at the Greenville 45-yard line. These types of seasons, this type of class does not come around very often, especially at a small public high school. A special group, no doubt. How far can they go when we start playoff football next week? State championship game 2 years ago. State quarterfinals out in overtime last year. Harnacher from shotgun will hand to Matthews. He plows straight ahead, and he'll be shy of midfield, down around the 47, short gain of two. And Carl, it looked like there was a good offensive line push that time, but it's just a two-yard gain.
Yeah, the Cardinalville line doesn't give – well, you got to gain more than two on that one. Let's go ahead and
– call it three?
That push did give him, yeah.
It'll be third and six for Greenville inside of the final minute of the first quarter. Greenville probably thinks it's still the first quarter.
Got a late blitz. Well, he got picked up.
Harnacher rolls to the right. Head down the field. He will throw. Sideline. Nice catch by Green. Is he inbounds? Yes. First down at the Cardinalville 42-yard line. A gain of nine. A very nice throw, but a better catch from Isaac Green. Staying inbounds on the sideline. Chad Easterday not so sure about it. 43 and a half seconds for the first quarter. Cardinalville has done to Greenville here tonight what that Greenville offense did to so many teams over that dominant eight-year period.
And we've seen a lot of those games. That was quite a special time for the Comets.
Harnacher from gun will hand to Matthews. Runs left, bounces outside, gets the corner, and he'll get inside of the 40 down to the Cardinalville 39-yard line. Tracked down over there. Is that Amuel?
Yeah, Amuel on the tackle. And you know, that's a play where it looked like he had the sideline, Tim.
Yeah.
I mean, you expect eight, maybe 10-plus yards, and the quickness of Cavalier defense coming up to make the play.
Yeah, if you do happen to get the edge, they've got the speed on the back end to close that off in a hurry. 10 seconds for the quarter.
Yeah, he had the edge all the way, but still only a four-yard gain.
Does Greenville want to snap the ball here? It does not appear that they do. You won't find a more dominating quarter than that against the team who's headed to the playoffs with six wins. After 12 minutes, it is the Cardinalville Cavaliers 29, the Greenville Comets nothing. You're listening to the South Central Conference on WSMI. Tim Eyes, Carl DeBar back here at Cardinalville High School. And Carl, about the only thing that didn't work in the first quarter was the play clock.
Play clock didn't work at all, yeah. Cavaliers did not score every possession either, Tim. Yeah, I remember they did punt once. That was after a beautiful defensive play by the Comets on a long pass, or otherwise that drive would have probably been a touchdown. But finally, the Comets have gotten a good little drive here themselves against the Cavaliers.
And Harnacher swings it out in the right flat to start the second quarter. Short gain, going to bring up third down and short. We'll have a game break for you after this third down snap from the Greenville Comets. And it's going to come at the Cardinalville 35-yard line after a gain of about three. Third and three for Greenville. Matthews the tailback off the left shoulder of Harnacher. He looks to the right now. They might be changing the play. Checks the plays on his left wrist. Snap still not away. Cardinalville holding strong at the line. Taking a lot of time here at the line of scrimmage. Remember, the play clock's not working. They're keeping that on the field. Harnacher gets the snap away. Hands to Matthews running right. Oh, right at the sticks, and he is hit low and hit hard by Jake Ambuel, and Matthews is still down on the far side of the field. He's close to first down, but Hunter Matthews took a big hit as Jake Ambuel went low and caught him right on the thighs or maybe right at the knees. 10:59 for the first half of play. 29-0. Carthenville leads. Let's go to David Jenkins with the WSMI game break. All right, David, thank you very much. So Staunton doing what they needed to do tonight, out to a 3-touchdown lead on Roxana. And, Carl, that was one of those games with the Bulldogs. They should win. They're the better team. But you never know when you go to Week 9 on the road needing to win, Roxana could make their year tonight by ruining Staunton's year tonight.
Yeah, that would be their senior night, obviously, there for Roxana players. But Staunton Bulldogs really showed us a lot last week against the Cavaliers on the defensive side, at least, as they held them that 21 points in the first half. And that obviously shows how impressive that can be, actually.
Well, we commented last week at halftime, Staunton played Carlinville tougher in that first half, especially on the defensive side, better than anybody we saw all year. Hillsboro, the first week of the year,
right,
played them tough in the first half. But Staunton last week in that first half really gave Carlinville some trouble. Sacked yesterday twice. Nobody else has done that once all year.
Yeah.
So Matthews has been tended to on the sideline. He's being helped over to the bench. That was a big hit he took. He did not get the first down either. 1 yard short. It'll be 4th and 1. Greenville will go. It'll be a wildcat type of snap. And Woods got the first down. Fumbled the football. And Carthenville has it. Oh, Jack Woods took the direct snap. Picked up the first down. And then the ball came out. I think one of the Carthenville defenders did strip it away. I thought Carthenville got on top of it.
Oh, we have a flag, though.
Oh, unsportsmanlike on Carthenville. Now that's going to wipe out the fumble recovery. I didn't see the flag, Carl. It's right at the line of scrimmage. That'll take a turnover away from the Cavaliers. It would have been their third forced of the night. Unsportsmanlike conduct on the Carthenville Cavaliers. Now the officials are huddled up with most of the Greenville players. As we'll get the official signal from Louis Lang. We got the preliminary signal on Sportsmanlike on Carthenville. They're marking the ball at the 20... about the 26. I thought Carlinville recovered it.
That's what we thought, but
right now they're...
They still spine the ball where the fumble was.
That would lead you to believe that Greenville recovered it. Unsportsmanlike on Carthenville is the penalty. And it looks like they're going to step the penalty off from where the fumble was recovered, which would lead you to believe that Greenville recovered the fumble. They did, so they'll step it off from about the 26. And they're going to mark it.
Oh, no, it is Carthenville's ball.
Oh, okay, so it was after the fact. Okay. So Carthenville did recover the fumble, the unsportsmanlike penalty, after the play. So it'll be Carthenville football, and they mark the penalty off from the recovery spot. 10:53 for the first half, and Carthenville will start at their own 10-yard line after the penalty. So it is their third forced turnover of the half. By far their worst starting field position of the night. Easterday will pitch to Wallace, running right. Has the corner. Oh, he is walloped out of bounds by Isaac Green. Man, we've got some big hits in the field tonight.
We do.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
A little frustration on the Comets defense side, wanting to pay back this Cavalier team.
Boy, Isaac Green, he delivered it to Ethan Wallace on that, but it is a first down. Nope, he got 9 yards. It'll be just short at the 19. Second and 1 for the Carthenville Cavaliers. So after Ambule delivered a big hit on Matthews, Isaac Green returns the favor on Ethan Wallace. Shotgun snap to Easterday. He's going to air it out deep for Ambule and incomplete as Ambule got turned around there at midfield. It'll be second down and 1. Not much wind here tonight at Carthenville. What wind there is coming very light across the field. 10:40 for the first half. So we'll see if the Cavaliers can pick up this third down and short. And Carl, when you get into the playoffs, these are the types of plays that become big deep
right
in your own end. Can you move the chains?
You took the shot on second down. You got to be able to run for that 1 yard here.
They will hand to Wallace, and he is right at the sticks. There was a big hole, but he got wrapped up quickly. And I don't know if he got there. going to be about a half yard shy. So it's, nope, they will give him the first down. Just enough. 10.5 minutes for the first half of play. 29-0, Carthenville leading. Big first down conversion there. Now Jarrett from shotgun. A three receiver set. Check that four receiver set. Three on the right side of the formation. Easterday will hand it off to DeLong. Colton running left, runs right into a wall. And not much there as he will gain about 5 yards to the 25. And this is a drive, Carl, that maybe can tell you, not that you need to know anything about Carthenville other than that they're really good, but when you get a turnover and start at your own 10, yeah, if you can drive down here and get points, oh, man, there's nothing that can stop you.
We have seen them have some long drives, but most of the time they start the ball in great field position.
Easterday airing it out, has Dixon a little underthrown. Kyle makes the catch, and he is still on his feet inside of the Greenville 30, down to the 29-yard line. Man, another Easterday the Dixon connection. We have said that a lot over the last two seasons, a prolific passing combination. That should put Jared Easterday over 2,000 for the season.
That'll put him over the 2,000 mark. We got, what, officially a 46?
Yep.
So, over 100, 102 yards.
There you go, that put him over. 2,000 for the season for Jared Easterday. They will hand to DeLong, straight ahead, up the gut. He is into the Severs Recruitment Red Zone, down inside the five. The Severs Recruitment Red Zone, score big with Kubota in Auburn and Jerseyville, online at SeversEquipment.com. That was a gaping hole up front, and DeLong capitalized as he is down inside the 10 at the 8. Gain of 17. DeLong again, straight ahead again, into the end zone again for the Carthenville touchdown. DeLong's second touchdown of the night, this one from 8 yards out, and that's a 90-yard drive in 7 plays.
Well, you wondered if they could make a 90-yard drive? Yeah. Takes them a few extra plays is all it is.
Made that look easy, too. That comes at the 9:19 mark of the second quarter, makes it 35-0.
And as you said, Jared Easterday goes over 1,000 yards for this year. Or I should say, what, 2,000 yards for this year.
Low snap, going for two. Easterday swings it out to Dixon, turns it up the field, and he is into the end zone for the touchdown. 37-0 to Carl. When they get that look, Jarrett surveys the field. The defense gives him something that says, we're going for two. That's what they do. Impressive. 9:19 for the first half. It is Carthenville 37, Greenville nothing. You're listening to High School Football on WSMI FM 106. Tim Myers, Carl DeBar back here at Carthenville. And Carlos, I don't know where the woodshed is here, but Greenville is out behind it right now.
They are indeed. Let's see if kicking this side of the field has the same results on this bounce that he's been getting on this kickoffs.
He's kicking to the south now is, nope, it's not Matt Schmidt. It's going to be Lonnie Rosentrader, and Greenville recovers at their own 49-yard line. Let's go to David Jenkins with the WSMI game break. Thank you very much, David. As Carthenville is all over Greenville. They started fast and have not slowed down. They recovered an onside kick to start the game and have done nothing but score touchdowns since that point in time. 37-0. And, Carl, it doesn't even feel that close.
No, it doesn't. Of course, it's still just 9 minutes left in this whole first half yet.
Harnacher picked off by Dixon. He's got the sideline. Goodbye. Touchdown. His third interception. His second pick six. Have a senior night. Kyle Dixon. And then just tosses the ball to Louis Lang on his way back to the sideline. My gosh. That's about a 50-yard pick six for Dixon.
Yeah, he's getting up some defensive numbers today. And, he had, like you say, since his sophomore year, outstanding speed. He's just become such a stronger athlete. He's always been a great athlete.
Right.
Now he's just got all that muscle and power behind it.
That's a running clock. with 9:07 to go in the first half. After half, yes, but they have put it on them here tonight. Easterday will swing it out to Dixon. He will fight for the pylon, and he is into the end zone for the touchdown. 45-0, the Carthenville Cavaliers hammering the Greenville Comets here tonight with 9:03 to play in the first half. Kyle Dixon, 3 interceptions, 2 of them ran back for touchdowns. Absolutely incredible. We'll take a break. Back to Carthenville following these messages.
I don't know that I've seen a young man have 2 pick sixes in the first half. And if I have, it's been a long time.
2 pick sixes, but you're forgetting his other pick that set him up for another touchdown. As he
ran that one back to the 10.
Ran it to the 10, yes.
And he also has a 39-yard touchdown. And the Comets get on top of that. It's the Carthenville onside kick game is working very well here tonight. And that was a deeper onside kick, so Greenville going to start back inside of their own 40 at the 39. 8:59 for the first half. 45-0. Carthenville looking for that first unbeaten season since 2001. Well on their way.
Mm-hmm. And if you ask any coach in the South Central now, is Carthenville an extra special team this year? They'll all tell you yes.
Yeah, it should
no one has had a good game against the Cavaliers.
No, they have hammered everybody. Here's a big hole up the middle for Woods. Runs over one man. He is into Carthenville territory. Down inside the 40 at the 38-yard line. Gain of about 22 for Jack Woods as he just ran over some defenders that time. 8:51 for the first half. That's the best offensive play Greenville's had all night. Remember, their first offensive snap could have been a touchdown, but instead it was just an incomplete pass after a blown coverage. They will give to Woods again. Carthenville stacks him this time at the 35, a short gain of about 3. And Greenville's been resorted to running the football down 45-0 after 3 picks by Dixon. He just has a feel and a beat on Will Harnacher here in the first half. Harnacher has not been able to look him off. He stared down some receivers, and Kyle Dixon has made him pay. They will give to Woods again, runs left, and he's down at the 30, gain of 5, needed 7, so it's going to set up third and short. Obviously, it'll be 4 down territory for the Greenville Comets. 8:05 for the first half. Carthenville has not been threatened all season long. Two state-ranked teams in Payne and Vandalia dispatched them both with ease. Oh, hit in the backfield. Rosentrader gets Woods down for a loss of 1 back at the 31 as no one blocked Logan Rosentrader off the edge.
Another senior on this Cavalier team making a lot of big defensive plays.
They just got athletes and playmakers everywhere you look in the field.
Oh,
a flag comes out. This is going to be a dead ball penalty. An unsportsmanlike on Greenville. Oh, boy. So it takes a 4th and 2 and it's going to turn it into a 4th and 17, and that's just pure frustration right there.
Yeah, that wasn't even from a
– that was
verbal. It was verbal only because there was no action going on.
Now, both lines were standing right at the line of scrimmage, and then the flag came out. So a frustrating night for the Greenville Comets, no doubt, as they never envisioned this happening. Greenville's a good football team. They're 6-2. Their loss is to Vandalia and Pena, but they are getting absolutely trucked here in the first half. We've got a timeout on the field. 45-0, Carthenville leading Greenville. We'll come back to CHS following these messages on WSMI. Tim Eyes, Carl DeBar back here at Carthenville High School. What a performance here in the first half for the Carthenville Cavaliers. Carl, we were here several weeks ago, what was it, week 4 or 5, when they put a running clock on Pena in the first half, who was state-ranked at the time, and they are well on the way to doing the same to Greenville here tonight. It's 4th and 17 for the Comets, back at their own 46. They will have to punt it away. Carthenville didn't have a return man back. It's a good punt from Harnacher, and it's going to be touched down by the Comets inside the 10. I don't know that it matters, though.
Well, we just seen the 90-yard drive. And it's good to set a team back, but when you're a Cavaliers and you have a running passing attack, that just opens up deeper passes when you're far back there.
The Cavs will start at their own 8. Let's go to David Jenkins for a WSMI game break. Thank you very much, David. 45-0 Cavaliers, and they are looking for more. They just had a 7-play, 90-yard drive. Now they start at their own 8, Easterday from shotgun. Will hand to DeLong. Colton running right, and he is met and stacked by Tanner Tomaski. Met him right in the hole there and stopped DeLong in his tracks. Gain 2 to the 10. 7 minutes for the first half. The road to Champaign tomorrow night, live at 8 o'clock here on WSMI FM 106. And how good will Carlinville's seed be, and what will their draw look like? We'll find out tomorrow night. On the ground again, DeLong again, and he has stacked up 3 white shirts right there to shut down DeLong after a gain of about 2 out to the 12. So it'll set up third down. This is about the longest third down Carlinville's had all night long, 3rd and 7.
Well, combination you look for?
Well, probably Easterday to Dixon would work,
Dixon
wouldn't it?
Dixon would be the one I would think of.
And that's the problem you get into, though, because they've got 3 receivers on the right, all capable, the Waltons and Ambuel. Easterday has time, pats the ball, going down has Walton, caught in stride. It's at the 30. He's into the Severs equipment red zone and into the end zone for the touchdown. So you worry about Dixon, and Will Walton burns you with an 88-yard touchdown. My gosh. An embarrassment of riches for the Carlinville Cavaliers on offense, and it's 51-0 halfway through the second quarter against the team that's going to go to the playoffs with 6 wins. My gosh.
Just an incredible display, and really the first time we've probably seen Easterday air it out deep as much in one particular game, as he's thrown a lot more passes of 20-plus yards in the air.
The kick for Schmidt is up, and it is good. So after a 7-play, 90-yard drive, Jared Easterday said, watch this, 3 plays, 92 yards, and a touchdown. 52-0, Carlinville is having some fun on senior night. You're listening to High School Football on WSMI. Well, Will Walton wasn't in the Severs equipment red zone for long, but you can score big at Severs and mow like a pro with Exmark, Hustler, and Ferris online at SeversEquipment.com. Another onside kick, and the Greenville Comets get on top of it. But, Carl, none of them have been an easy recovery. They've all been eventful.
They have been, and of course, Cavaliers recovered that first one, and that's just how this game started off. And that's how we got to this 52-0 score, just kind of odd plays. Well, you got 4 turnovers from the Comets. You got the 3 picks. 2 are returned for touchdowns. 1 sets up an easy touchdown from 10 yards out. And it's just been a great display by this Cavalier team.
The writing was on the wall early.
It was.
Harnischer will fake to Woods. He's going to run to the right. Now bounces outside, looking for a lane. Has it. He'll get to midfield and step out of bounds on the Greenville sideline after a gain of about 9. 5:50 for the first half. Stay tuned. David Jenkins will have our halftime show coming up. Of course, week 9 of the high school football season, a number of teams at 4-4 trying to get eligible. Several teams at 5-3 trying to clinch their spot. Of course, you get to 6, they can't keep you out. Harnischer from gun will give to Woods, and he needed 1 and got 2. About the 48. Clock will stop as they move the chains.
Unfortunately, we hadn't seen Matthews come back into the game for the Comets as he got hit over in that sideline in the last series.
Took that big hit from Ambuel. Harnischer from shotgun has Woods in the backfield. Fakes to Woods, throws a little screen out to Mason Johnson, and not much there. Carlinville covers it up and gets Johnson down after a short gain of 3 to the Carlinville 45. Nick Walton was over there initially to slow up Johnson and turn it back inside where the Cavalry was.
And funny, the Cavaliers haven't really ran that particular quick screen pack. They had a screen pass, but it was actually fake one way and come back the other. So not even their usual traditional one's been used.
That's been their bread and butter all year long. Here's Woods on the handoff straight ahead. Oh, he has stood up at the line. Short gain of 2 down to the 43. Jack Woods is a big, big boy, 6'2", 210. But when he gets into that Carlinville defensive line, he is getting stood up. Blaze Ballou
at that nose guard position. Blaze is 6'3", 280. And that's the thing, Carl. They've got the combination of speed and power on the defensive line. We've talked about their offensive line, all 240-plus with experience. Third and five. Harnacher will give to Woods, running left, and he's got nothing. He is hit by Ethan Wallace initially, dives forward to the 40 for a gain of three. It'll be fourth and short. The other thing about Cromwell, they're so fundamentally sound. They're one of the better tackling teams you're going to see.
And just kind of a mistake-free
high
school team. You just never hear of that, but
they don't beat themselves.
One interception and just a handful of fumbles during the year.
Oh, yeah, they're plus-minus in the turnovers. Ooh. Is
well, just today.
Big just today, yes. Yesterday's interception came in the first game of the year, and Hillsborough fumbled that on the run back. Harnacher rolls on fourth and two and incomplete.
Good
It'll
coverage.
Be Carlin
nowhere
Bill
to
ball
go.
Again. And you mentioned it earlier, Carl, when Harnacher had to throw it away on fourth down. When you have to throw it away on fourth down.
Twice now.
Man, your defense
is
top notch.
He tried to force it a little bit, but there's three Cavaliers on his receiver. He couldn't do anything but throw it out of bounds.
You got the pressure to flush it. Then you got the back end covered, and then the linebackers have all the underneath stuff covered. There's just nowhere to go with the football. Carlinville takes over at their own just inside the 40, not quite to the 39. We'll call it the 40, though. If they score a touchdown on this drive, Carly might reconsider and give them an extra yard for the touchdown drive. 52-0, and the Cavaliers want to talk it over. 3:54 for the first half. The Carlinville Cavaliers are cruising tonight, looking for that perfect 9-0 season for the first time since 2001, and more importantly, looking for a top seed in the 3A playoffs. We're back to Carlinville High School following these messages on WSMI. Tim Eisker, all the bar back here at Carlinville High School. David Jenkins back in our WSMI studios producing and taking care of our game breaks here. Of course, David has done a fantastic job with the Pizza Man pregame show all season long here on FM 106 and online at WSMIRadio.com, our stream through our friends at Network One Sports. Of course, we podcast all of our ball games as well. They're free, WSMIRadio.com. Hand off to Hunter Robinson, and Robinson moves the pile out across the 40 to about the 42.
We have a few new names out there.
It's actually Michael Byatt's in at quarterback now, so Cromwell called the timeout to get their number ones out, and that has been a normal situation for Cromwell this year. They've, I think, only seen the fourth quarter twice have their reserves. There's been a number of games where they haven't played at all in the second half, and here in week 9 against a playoff-bound team, starters out of the game with 3.5 minutes to play in the first half. Impressive. Michael Byatt's will operate the Carlinville offense. They run it, and Greenville stuffs it. That's a loss back to the 40. Greenville still has their number one defensive unit in, so a big test for Carlinville. And this is part of the reason, Carl, obviously supremely talented football players in the senior class is the biggest reason. But when you consistently take care of people like Cromwell does on Friday nights for a number of years now, your young kids get experience,
well, they get experience
at the varsity level.
And they get to go against the first teams because, like in this situation, you're still going to have the Comets bring in their first defense and offense.
So it's the second unit for Carlinville. Can they pick up a third and 10 with 2.5 minutes for the first half? Byatt's going to pitch left. A flag comes out, and Robinson is hit. The ball is out, but the Cavaliers alert and dive on top of it. As that was, let's see, Joe Lewis who dove on top of that football. The flag came out immediately on the snap. We'll wait for the signal here with 2:24 for the first half. Louis Lang says illegal. It's on Greenville. It looked like an illegal shift motion to me, though, but can't have an illegal shift on defense. Did he point the wrong way?
Well, the flag did come out way before the play.
It's on Greenville. I'll have to talk to Louis about this later to find out what that signal is because I'm not familiar with that one. Louis might have pointed the wrong way. Now Cromwell is backing up. I think they are going to call it on Cromwell. Illegal shift is what the signal was that Louis gave. That can only be on the offense, though. 2:24 for the half, and what a half it's been for the Carlinville Cavaliers. Here on senior night, Now Louis points Carlinville's way. There we go. That makes a little more sense now. It's all coming together.
Yes, it is. Yeah, hard to do a shift on the defense. Illegally.
It'd be a different type of game if that wasn't legal.
Yeah.
You know, it's for Carlinville, obviously, senior night, but they came into this game knowing it might be senior night, but it's not our last night playing on this field.
Right. And I think, obviously, Greenville's got to decline it. I don't think they can get the penalty yards plus.
Yeah, the play was a big loss.
I think you'd want to take the play.
I would think you would as well. Yeah, that's not like a personal foul penalty where it's in addition to the end of the play. The fumble was recovered by Carlinville back. Boy,
and
I don't
you'd
know.
Also give him a down.
On the 30. Back. It'll be fourth down if they decline the penalty. They're stepping the penalty off, though, from the line of scrimmage. That's curious. The ball will be marked at the 35.
Well, they should get third down back then.
Yeah. That is interesting.
Yeah. Well, was it a case where you didn't have the option because the penalty actually was before or should have been before the snap of the ball?
Yeah, that would be the only way, wouldn't it?
And that would make sense. It just took a long time to get to that point.
Big crowd on hand here tonight at Carlinville, and they have been thoroughly entertained here on senior night for the Cavaliers. The ball is going to be moved back yet again. Now it's resting right around the 32-yard line. I don't know. It's 52 to nothing, so I don't think it matters too much.
Well, that seems odd. They're going to fourth down now.
All right. All right. The scoreboard says fourth and 18. A little bit of confusion on the field right now. There's been no confusion about Carlinville's dominance, not only tonight, but all season long, as this has just been par for the course for the Carlinville Cavaliers.
I'm sure the Cavaliers want an explanation now.
Yeah, Louis Lane going to come over and talk to Chad Easterday and tell him exactly what's going on. The play was a big loss. Carlinville fumbled. The flag came out for illegal shift. So you would think that Greenville would have declined the penalty, as we said a moment ago, because of the big loss in the play, bring up fourth down. You can decline illegal shift.
I think you can, unless they blow the whistle dead. You know, they blow whistles dead on a play, but that what seemed like it wasn't blown dead. So they might have went ahead, taken the penalty. That gives them the where the ball is. Was actually was farther away than the penalty,
yeah.
And the fourth down.
No, that's exactly right. Of course, we got more football to come still tonight. Litchfield at Hillsboro. That broadcast will follow here on WSMI FM 106. And it's a special night over in Hillsboro. They will be honoring the late Leighton Piesold. Of course, Leighton, the young man from Litchfield who passed away late last week after a battle with leukemia. Just 19 years of age. That'll be our second broadcast feature tonight. Of course, for Litchfield, it's been a long, long football season. They've scored just 8 points in the year. We saw those 8 points. It came against these Greenville Comets. And at the start of the year, Carl, I didn't think Litchfield would be able to play all 9 games just because of their lack of numbers, but they did.
I kind of give a little credit to the South Central Conference.
Yeah.
I think every coach realized the situation, did not overuse their players, obviously, against them. And
that's exactly right. Fourth down and 18, so says the scoreboard. It's still confusion on the field right now. Carlinville has all their players over huddled up now on the sideline, getting instruction from Chad Easterday. And I'm really not sure what exactly is going on the field right now.
I don't know. I guess we just will be in the receiver's equipment. We're in the officials' receiver's equipment red zone because they're confused, I believe, on this one.
That's right, but you can score big with JCB at receiver's equipment, online always. At SeversEquipment.com.
Okay, that solved it, Tim. They're moving the football again.
When in doubt, go to Severs Equipment and the red zone.
Well, maybe we're going back to the penalty, it looks like, to remark it off.
So the ball now will be moved up to the 40-yard line of Carlinville.
And it's third down?
It's going to be third down. Maybe the last play never happened. Are we playing?
We're redoing this play is what I think's happened.
Okay. So last 5 minutes never happened. Never happened. Here we go.
Third down and 10. Baez will roll to the right. He will tuck, try to run. Oh, makes a nifty little move, and he will get out across the 45 to about the 47. Well, that was an eventful series of circumstances.
I'm glad we went to the red zone
that
to
fixed
get
it.
Fixed. So all we do is redo. The old redo.
The old redo.
That's what we used to do in the backyard when
That's right.
couldn't possibly agree.
That's exactly. Let's replay it.
We're going to redo it.
Let's replay it.
We'll start from scratch.
So now it's fourth down, and Carlinville will punt. Clock running inside of 2 minutes for the first half. It'll be Easterday to come back in and punt. And odds are when Carlinville gets going in their playoff run, at some point their special teams and their punting game is going to have to play a big role for them. It has not played a role for them at all during the 9 weeks of the regular season. They have not needed it ever. Not that they haven't had to punt, but it's never been critical. The snap is to Jarrett. Nice kick. It'll be fielded by Fry at the 20. He will run far side of the field, and Dixon tracks him down and gets him down at the 30-yard line. Actually, that might have been Will Walton.
Will Walton on that tackle, yes, number one.
Number one, not number 31.
You got to keep some of your regulars out there for these special team plays. They don't get many practices on punting the ball.
That's exactly right.
All year long, there's been very few of those.
I wish we would have kept track of that, how many times Carlinville actually punted on the year. It's not much.
As far as the first team being in there, right. That's the key, too.
It might be in the single digits. Here is Woods. He will run straight ahead, and the Carlinville defense stacks it up. Looks like it's still a
number
some. Of the first unit on
might
the defensive side.
Might still have
side.
The first team defense. It's first half yet. Trying
one
to wear
minute,
them out.
Yeah, 1 minute to play in the first half. The Cavalier marching band starting to gather over in the south end zone. One of the better marching bands you'll see across the state. Harnisher fakes it to Woods, keeps it himself, runs to the right, turns the corner, has the first down. As Siler McLean was in hot pursuit but could not catch Will Harnisher. He's out of bounds with 46 seconds to play in the first half. And he picked up a first down out to the 43-yard line.
Well, Woods has had a fairly good game with the Greenville Commons. He's picked up 38 yards on the ground and pretty much been the story. 32 in the air and a lot of interceptions, as you know.
Harnisher has time, throws, and incomplete. He was looking for Isaac Green, three Carlinville defenders in the area. 41 and a half seconds for the first half. Of course, we'll have all the scores for you tomorrow morning. Spotlight on sports at 7:30. Sports Saturday at 9:03. By that point in time, we'll know the teams that are in. We won't obviously know the seeds until the road to Champaign, 8 o'clock tomorrow night here on FM 106. We'll talk to Chad Easterday tomorrow morning, get his thoughts on this, and, of course, be talking to Chad on the football playoff show tomorrow evening as well. Harnisher, little play action, and throws it behind Fry. Great catch from Drew Fry. Cuts it back to the middle, and Carlinville has it covered up well. Fry might have actually lost a yard after all that.
I think forward progress will at least keep him at the line of scrimmage. Well, yeah, they're marking him for a little bit of game.
And
a
Darren,
lot of running for nothing.
Darren Neve told me earlier today that Chad Easterday, he will be on the official TV release show tomorrow night. They only talk to one coach from each class, and Chad Easterday will be the coach in 3A on that.
Good to hear.
It's Carlinville really now starting to get the notoriety and the respect statewide, and why wouldn't they after one of the more dominating seasons we've seen in a long, long time, and this first half in particular, impressive on so many levels. Kyle Dixon with three interceptions, returned two of them for touchdowns, and at the half, it is Carlinville 52, Greenville nothing. David Jenkins will have your halftime show in 30 seconds here on WSMI. David Jenkins, thank you so much as we're just about set for the start of the third quarter, and it will be yet another running clock, and this is 8 out of the 9 weeks where Carlinville has scored at least 40 points. It'll be the fourth week where they've scored over 50 points. Their high water mark was 64 and that impressive win at Vandalia. And despite what they did here tonight in the first half, that win at Vandalia, to me, the most impressive win Carlinville's had all year. At Vandalia, tough place to play, state-ranked, unbeaten team, and they blew them out.
It blew them out. I'll give them that. But the defense did show that a great offense can score on them, because Vandalia was able to put some points on them while it was still the game was still under contest.
Nope, that's exactly right. And that will be the test for this Carmville team as they go along in the postseason. At some point, they're going to run into a team that's going to stop them, and they're going to run into a team. They haven't trailed all year, Carl.
That don't shock me.
They haven't trailed all year.
I mean, when you...
Greenville kicks off to start the year, and the Cavaliers recover the little onside pooch-style kick as Lonnie Rosentrader got on top of it. But I don't think I've actually said that out loud until just now. They haven't trailed all season. That is amazing.
Yeah.
When you've played Pena Vandalia in Greenville, Pena Vandalia specifically, state ranked at the time,
right,
you haven't trailed all
right
year.
Well, and like the Vandalia one was very impressive too. You got to remember that one. And we thought we was in for a...
The Pena one, you mean, maybe.
Pena game.
Yeah.
The Vandalia one was the better of two, especially having to go to Vandalia.
Yes.
That was a good test for them.
That was the difference right
Probably
there.
Probably the best test they got all year, really.
Byatts will hand off to Hunter Robinson. A flag comes out as Robinson gets at the line of scrimmage and no more. But that will be the interesting thing to me when we get into this postseason run is... If, and we have to say if, because it hasn't happened yet, if they get in a point where they're trailing at any point in a game, how will they respond? Because they haven't trailed in a game since Pleasant Plains last year in the state quarterfinals.
Yeah, and you look at the offense, it's such a perfect two-minute warning offense.
It is.
If you fall behind early in a game, this is a perfect team to come back because they have the type of offense, just go in the hurry up, go to their quick passing game, throw in a few runs. They're just tough to stop.
And it's not like they are one-dimensional by any aspect. Like, even their passing game is multi-layered with all the different weapons, all the different
sure
route combinations, and they have the elite quarterback that can put the football wherever he wants. And we've talked about it throughout the year. Decide what you want to take away. They have a counter for it.
It seems to be. Like, tonight was probably the most I've seen. The long pass, mm-hmm, the deep pass, and there's been a couple they missed on. Could have possibly hit even.
Byatts will work from shotgun. It's first and 20 after a holding penalty on Carthenville. They will keep it on the ground, as that is Hunter Robinson plowing off left side. He will get out across the 35 to about the 37. Ten minutes for the third quarter of play. 52-0, Carthenville. Early and often, the scoring was done here tonight by the first unit for the Cavies. Stay tuned. Litchfield and Hillsboro coming up next here on WSMI with the Route 16 rivalry. Of course, I want to thank all of our wonderful football sponsors for their support throughout the football season. Without them, none of our high school sports coverage is possible, so please patronize the businesses you've heard throughout the year. Oh, it's loose. That is Hunter Robinson. He's at the 30. He's in the Severs Recruitment red zone, into the end zone for the touchdown.
Oh,
that
boy
was Lonnie Rosentrader, I think, on the carry. Wow. They are just trucking him. Nope. Third time's a charm, Carl.
Number 28.
I need the extra roster here to tell you.
Oh.
Who the
Bobby Seal.
Bobby Seal.
Bobby Seal.
Thanks to the great Darren Deneve. Darren does so many things. He runs the clock. He saves me. We don't need to go to Pete Jackson yet. I would have gone to Pete Jackson if you weren't here, but Bobby Seal is the answer to the trivia question tonight.
Now, how many yards was that touchdown run total?
Let's see. 63.
Wow.
The kick is up, and it is good for Matt Schmidt. 59-0, thanks to a 63-yard touchdown run from Bobby Seal. We'll take a break. Back to Carthenville in a moment. The sophomore Bobby Seal goes 63 yards for the touchdown as Matt Schmidt, a little short pooch kick, fair catch called for and made by Logan Dahl. 59-0. And it's an embarrassment of riches, Carl. I've joked with Chad East today before that he has some sort of stable somewhere on this grounds of Carthenville High School where he just pulls elite football players out of.
Well, we'll see next year. I think they're going to have he's going to have some work to do because he is going to be losing a lot of good ball players.
Well, they're not going to be on this level anywhere close. I mean, this is one of the best high school football teams certainly that Carmenville's ever had and that we've ever seen.
But you won't be shocked if they're good.
Well,
that's
the bottom
line.
They're going to be good.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. They'll be in the playoffs next year, probably 6-3, 7-2. But they'll probably actually have to play in the fourth quarters next year.
Greenville keeps it on the ground. The carry went to Jaron Weber. Short gain on the play out across the 40 to the 41. Gained about 5 or 6 yards. Called a gain of 5. Halfway through the third quarter, Crawlinville's defense crowding the line of scrimmage. It's their second unit. Second unit for both teams as they will keep it on the ground. That is Weber again, the new quarterback for Greenville. Now that's Pete Jackson. 5:40 for the third quarter. Jack Schaufelberger. He will work from shotgun. Hands Weber off his left shoulder. Schaufelberger takes a shotgun snap, hands it off. Weber has to make a man miss in the backfield, and he will get a couple of yards to the 40. It'll be fourth down and about 5 or 6 for Greenville. 5:10 for the ball game. And we'll see if Greenville's going to go for this down 59-0 or punt it away. And might as well go. Why not?
You're kind of midfield anyway. You got to the 40-yard line. And, you know, remember Greenville in their heyday, even on the first team, they would go on fourth down, 4th and 7, even
didn't
inside
matter.
The 30, of their own 30, they go. They just refuse to punt.
Don't you think that this Greenville team is better than those Greenville teams?
I almost feel like they are.
Just all three
more
phases.
More so on the defensive side. I mean, I think both offenses were just so incredible.
The Greenville run was defined by their offense. They were just explosive and amazing. They could just score so fast.
Well, right. They'd be up the line of scrimmage after a 30-yard gain and ready to hike the ball before the officials marked it. You know, they were just ready to play every down.
But the weakness of that Greenville run was their defense. Remember, they won a playoff game 77-70.
Yes.
And that ultimately, the defense is probably what kept them from getting to state. Remember, they couldn't get over that semifinal hump. They got there 5 times in 8 years and couldn't get it done.
And didn't they get bumped into the higher class one year?
A couple times, yeah. They were in 4A a couple
times.
Just
right on the borderline, like they ended up being the smallest 4A school.
The snap was high for the punt. Xander Snow handled it, gets the kick away. It's going to go out of bounds around the 40-yard line. Then Cromwell's going to take over 1st and 10 there.
But both offenses were almost unstoppable, let's face it.
Elite quarterback play. You think about, there were several quarterbacks through that Greenville run, but Tyler Hutchinson really took it to another level.
He was.
For Greenville. Yeah. And him and Jared Easterday.
I would put them in our top 5
boy.
Quarterbacks of all time.
Absolutely.
Easily.
Absolutely.
And I think the numbers show it, too.
And I remember when he sat in this press box, Jared Easterday's freshman year, and he was whipping slants across the field, and we both kind of looked at each other like, and this kid has the chance to be good. I don't know if we ever thought he was going to be this good. I know I didn't.
No. You don't know that. That's the key about a freshman in football. They can impress you a little bit, but you really don't know how great of a player they might become, because that's a tough jump to even play freshman in varsity ball.
He got to start a playoff game as a freshman up at St. Joe Ogden. It didn't go well that day, but then, of course, he sat the bench his sophomore year as Adam Walton came back and led him to that state championship game. And then his junior year, he took over the program and hasn't let go of the reins since. Has broke and set every major school passing record for the Crawlinville Cavaliers over the last 2 years. Career leader in all the major marks. Cavies keep it on the ground out around the 45-yard line. Ball carried that time to Bobby Seal. And I'm just going to say it now, Carl. Just remember that name. File it away.
Bobby Seal.
2:10 for the third quarter.
Well, we know he scored a varsity touchdown.
Yeah. And it was impressive.
It was indeed.
2 minutes for the third quarter. And Crawlinville gets 60 for the second time this year. Byatt's from shotgun. 3 receivers in the right slot. They will motion a man across. That is Jack Kessinger. Byatt's going to hand off. That is Robinson this time, I think. And he is hit and dropped for about a yard loss on the play. 100 seconds for the third quarter.
So it looks like Cavaliers might have to punt here unless they want to do the same thing and just go for it. Theoretically, you could do that any time. You get near midfield, I think. It's not rubbing it in the nose of anybody, I don't believe.
Not when you got your second unit out there.
Just making them do a play they need to learn.
But I think they're going to punt it, though. It's going to be Lonnie Rosentrader. Minute 15 for the ball game. Big crowd on hand here tonight for senior night for the Cavaliers. They'll be right back here next week. Rosentrader's kick, a bit of a short kick, takes a bounce in Carlinville's favor. Now it takes a Greenville bounce, and Carlinville will touch it down around the 35. Carlinville has played their opening round playoff game on Friday nights the last couple of years, just the way it worked out with opponents, Roxana and Wood River. So it'll be interesting to see who they draw in the first round.
That's a possibility, isn't it? East Alton Wood River.
I wouldn't think a 6-3 conference champion would draw a team like Carlinville in the first round.
Well, somebody 6-3 has to play the number one seed usually. I mean, there's only so many 5-4s too.
Alton Marquette's a possibility.
Again, but that's just one possibility. Oh, good pass, a little deep.
Schaufelberger's pass does fall incomplete, trying to stretch it down the field. He was looking for Carter Kessinger that time.
It wasn't a major conference, you know that. 6-3,
But I wouldn't. I mean, I'm assuming Carlinville's going to get the top seed.
You think they just seed them 5-4?
Remember, there wasn't. I don't think there was a 5-4 team in 3A last year.
Well, then you got to play 6-3, and that is a perfect scenario where you're that close, but you haven't had to play each other either. You kind of like that. Obviously, you got your conference. You can play somebody there.
David Jenkins tells me in his ear he guarantees it will not be East Alton Wood River. So we'll find out tomorrow night. The Road to Champaign, 8 o'clock on WSMI FM 106. Three quarters in the books. It is all Carlinville on senior night. The Cavs lead Greenville 59-0. We're back following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize, Carl DeBar back here at Carlinville High School. David Jenkins back in our WSMI studios producing this route here on your Friday night in week 9, 59-0 as Greenville keeps it on the ground and the Carlinville defense stacks it up. Nothing doing there. It'll be at the 35-yard line where the football is spotted. Been a running clock the entire second half. And that, you know, we were talking about at the end of the third quarter, speculating who maybe Carlinville potentially could play. Who the heck knows?
Oh, you don't know.
I mean, some people really dive into it and get involved in trying to guess who teams might play, but there's just no way to know. It depends on how the classes break down, how many big schools versus small schools. And we'll find out tomorrow night when the IHSA releases their pairings, beginning at 8 o'clock, Road to Champaign right here on FM 106. We'll talk to Chad Easterday tomorrow morning on Sports Saturday at 9-3. Also talk to him on the Road to Champaign tomorrow night. As well, I mentioned in the first half, Chad is going to be on the television production. They speak to one coach in each class, and the IHSA has selected Chad Easterday to appear. So that'll be on, like, Sportsnet Chicago, I think, is the station that it airs on. But that's the official IHSA release. That's who gets the pairings first, and then it filters out to everybody else. But Chad Easterday going to be on that program tomorrow night. Oh, they're going to punt, and it is blocked as the kicker never even got it away. Picked up by Carlinville and down inside the 20. And the Cavs are back in the Severs Equipment Red Zone. Score big with Case IH at Severs Equipment online at SeversEquipment.com as that rusher came free. Might want to block him.
I don't know what the problem was. He just didn't get the ball off. I mean, he must have just lost control of it.
It looked like he was rolling rugby style for a moment, and then by the time he tried to put his foot to it.
I think he lost the handle on the football, and he couldn't get a good grip on it, and he just held it too long.
Cavaliers in business at the 19-yard line.
We'll see if we get more
from
Mr.
shotgun.
Seal.
It's Robinson in the background or the backfield right now. It will be Robinson, goes left, drives ahead, and down to the 11-yard line for a gain of 8. 9:40 and counting for the ball game. Byatt's from shotgun. Checks the sideline for the play. It'll be second down and about 4. Byatt's taking his time at the line. Robinson still the tailback. Snap is away. It'll go to Robinson running left. Hunter Robinson running hard. and gets a yard or two down to around the 10-yard line. And let's go to David Jenkins for a WSMI game break. All right, David, thank you very much. So Rochester getting into postseason form, taking care of Glenwood tonight. Talk about dominating runs, Rochester's been
They've
on
been
one.
On one, haven't
oh,
they?
Oh, my gosh. It's ended in a lot of state titles. Byatt throws over the middle and a little bit low and incomplete right at the goal line, looking for Rosentrader. It'll bring up fourth down for Carletonville, and they will keep the offense on the field at the 10-yard line. They need to get to about the 6 for a first down. Michael Byatt, the 6'2", 180-pound junior for Carletonville. He's gotten a lot of varsity snaps this year.
He has.
This whole second unit for Carletonville has got to play a lot of football on Friday nights. This senior group, I was told earlier, they lost 2 JFL games the whole way through.
Hmm.
And they haven't lost many more than that at the varsity level. Just an impressive group of athletes. They will hand to Robinson running right. He has the first down. He dives, and he has the touchdown. Hunter Robinson makes it 65-0. And, Carl, this group of athletes, this is, you know, you hear the term once in a generation, once in a lifetime. I don't know about all that. But you won't see a group this size, this
Not
talented.
That size, I wouldn't think. Yeah.
And there's so many of them.
I mean,
they're so good.
You might have 4 or 5 great stars from a class. But this is a huge 18-player class, and a lot of them play almost a whole offense. Starts the year with 11 seniors.
5 linemen, all seniors. Quarterback, a stud senior. Your wide receiver stud, a senior. Tucker Hughes, of course, not a running back anymore, but a defensive end, a senior. The extra point is good. Makes it 66-0. My gosh. But, yeah, just the sheer volume of the talented football players all in the same class. You just don't see
don't
it
see
at a public school.
Yeah, have that much volume. Whew. And just great defense. You know, we can make a list of the great defensive players of the seniors. So just an incredible class. And, boy, they just really dominated South Central.
Oh,
I mean, they're – have you ever known for sure who was a South Central champion besides just the record? It's been this year.
Never a doubt.
Cavaliers have beat everybody soundly.
Soundly. Let's go to David Jenkins with the WSMI game break. All right, David, congratulations to Staunton indeed as they got the win tonight. So they are 5-4. And it's always anxious when you're 5-4, Carl, even though it'd be shocking if Staunton didn't get in on playoff points. Coaches never count their eggs
well,
before
no,
they hatch.
Can't quite do that. What was the final on that score?
David's going to tell me 28-6 was the final.
Okay.
Staunton over Roxana, so a sound victory.
Their defense is impressive, and we were impressed by their defense.
28-6, Staunton beat Roxana here tonight, or down there tonight, I should say, at Roxana.
And it was that on the road game, too. Yeah.
And in a had-to-win situation, so
it
impressive.
Must be. And, of course, Roxana Senior's last game, so they knew that going in.
Carlinville kicks it away deep this time, and Greenville not able to get much on the return. They're right around the 15-yard line as we're inside of 5 minutes for the ball game here tonight. Remember, we have Litchfield and Hillsboro, the Route 16 rivalry coming up next here on WSMI FM 106. David Jinks will have our post-game show as well on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville. And it's been all Carletonville over Greenville here tonight, 66-0. Remember, they onside kicked to start the game, recovered it, 2 plays and a touchdown, and then a series of interceptions, and it was over quickly.
I'd like to check the stats out on how many long, say 60-plus yard drives were done in less than 6 plays. I mean, I think they do it on a regular basis 4 or 5 times a game minimum.
They can just beat you in a number of ways. So after this, we'll be taking you straight to Litchfield and Hillsboro. Get the Route 16 rivalry underway here on FM 106 as Greenville tries to run left and just nothing doing, just a host of blue shirts. And no matter if it's first string or second string, Carl, the Cavaliers are just so fundamentally sound. We mentioned their tackling earlier. They just don't miss tackles.
They don't seem to. That's the bottom line. They're there to make the play, too, and that's the key, too.
when they wrap you up, you're generally getting put on the ground.
I mean, we never talk about them as being the hardest hitting team.
Right.
They do. They have a few whackers that hit pretty hard on this team. But overall, they're just a fundamental grab, wrap, and go down with a player. They're more that type of team.
You don't get extra points for hitting them hard.
No, that's true.
Just get them on the ground.
And sometimes you only hit them hard because you're late on the play.
That's a good point. Pass is incomplete, thrown a little bit behind the intended receiver that time. They were looking for Carter Kessinger. Was Schaufelberger inside of 3 minutes for the ball game.
I was just thinking of Kyle Dixon. Like I said, how much stronger and better he is this senior year than, say, go back his sophomore years. Pure athletic. But you remember the Staunton game? He had a couple where he really took out the receivers trying to catch the ball.
Yeah, he is just an absolute stud in every definition of the word. He just had an amazing year, and tonight was the cherry on top. Oh, it's a punt. It's off the side of the foot. That's not good. It's going to be inside of the 10, maybe inside the 5. And that sums up Greenville's night right there.
Boy, and you know, this Greenville team is a lot better than this game seems
like, goodness,
obviously.
Yes.
And once things go bad, though, on any team, you get down those 3-4 touchdowns, you kind of giving up. Let's face it, that's just nature. You can't keep going full power anymore.
Right, and it was 4 touchdowns in the first quarter.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You got to think they just lose their focus. It's hard to play when you're just getting, well, pounded by this Cavalier defense offense.
I would think Carville would go into the victory formation now, even though they've taken over at the 5-yard line, 66-0. As the Cavaliers will now get ready for Week 10, their second season. They've been looking forward to it all year long, probably all summer long, really probably all winter long, ever since they lost in this field in the state quarterfinals last year, knowing that they had this senior group coming back.
Right.
And 9-0 for the first time since 2001 are the Carlinville Cavaliers here in 2018.
Unfinished business is their banner and up front.
And it's like you said at the start, unfinished business didn't mean 9-0.
No.
It means playing up in Champaign the day after Thanksgiving.
I think that's their goal for sure. This is a team, you know, a lot of times it's just making the playoffs. Let's face it, I think this team's already had a taste of this when they were sophomores, so they all want that
Absolutely.
Shot at Champaign.
It'll be tough. That 3A bracket's going to be a bear to get through. We'll find out the path of the Carlinville Cavaliers, the road to Champaign tomorrow night, 8 o'clock here on WSMI FM 106 as Michael Byatt is into the victory formation for the Carlinville Cavaliers. What a ride it has been for the senior group, and on senior night, maybe their most dominating and impressive performance of the year. Kyle Dixon, 3 interceptions, 2 pick sixes as they laid it on the Greenville Comets here tonight. 66-0 is the final. Chad Easterday gets the Gatorade bath. He doesn't mind one bit as Carlinville is unbeaten for the first time since 2001, obviously the first perfect regular season for Chad Easterday now in his 11th year at the helm, and it's career win number 90 for Chad Easterday, and they do it in impressive fashion here tonight. 66-0, Carlinville beats Greenville. We'll come back and wrap it up, then get you off to Hillsboro for the Toppers and Litchfield following these messages on WSMI. Tim Myers, Carl DeBar back here at Carlinville High School as the Cavaliers have gathered in between the 40 and 45-yard lines, helmets in the air as they are celebrating, Carlos, a 9-0 regular season. And we did 7 of the 9 games. The only games we didn't do were Southwestern and Roxana. They were never challenged.
Well, no, and those games obviously not either. But so we've seen a lot of the Cavaliers, but we have never seen a team this dominate in all aspects of a game ever before. But I can recall. Now, that don't guarantee you anything in the playoffs because we've seen how tough some teams can be in the upper part of the state or the southern part of the state.
Terry Tote and I always talk about it at the station during the week. It's all about the draw. No matter
the
sport,
key,
you know,
obviously.
Like you got to have the talent, obviously. But the draw has to be favorable. If you don't get a good draw, styles make fights, as we talked about before. And if you get a bad matchup, you could be in trouble. But as we look at this Carlinville team, it's hard to say. What's the bad matchup? Like, I don't know what it would be.
It had to be a mirror of themselves.
Right.
Pretty much. I mean, that's basically the only thing. And a mirror of themselves could have turnovers, do things that they're not used to doing. And, of course, like we said, they're not used to playing a second half. That's the scary matchup.
And that,
have to play a second half.
That probably will be the thing. Can they take care of the football in the playoffs like they took care of it in the regular season? I think just four total turnovers through the regular year. Just one interception. That came in the first week of the year.
That's and I actually remember that interception here. That was Hillsborough. Yeah. They fumbled the interception,
right,
if you recall. So they never even got a drive off that turnover.
And we've talked about it here on Senior Night. This senior class, just incredible. The offensive line, the defensive line, maybe in a team filled with stars, they're the unsung heroes of this team because they keep Easterday clean in the pocket, and they just seem to shut off would-be running lanes and get pressure on the quarterback.
Absolutely. They've done it all. They get pressure on the quarterback, then they have good defensive backs to also just cover, which gives those people putting pressure on time to sack the quarterback. We haven't seen a team be able to stop them from getting to their quarterback this year, period.
And we haven't seen a team be able to really impose their will on Cronville's offensive line. You know, we saw Staunton get two sacks last week.
Sacks,
that's the only two sacks allowed in 9 weeks of regular season football. So when they get into the playoffs, can the offensive line continue to give Easterday time? Because this kid, Jared Easterday, is so good. When he's given time to sit in the pocket and
very
survey,
dangerous,
he's going to pick you apart.
Well, you got people like Kyle Dixon and the
Ambulance
out there, and Ambulance especially. You know, he's always my favorite go-to on third down guy because he seems to make the catch. Even if you throw it near the ground, he's going to dive, snare it, and he's your possession guy. But he's actually got good speed and is a dangerous threat down the field, as is both Baltons. So you got to love that. You love the fact that they have backups if need be. You know, Tucker Hughes isn't playing offense, but if called upon, he knows how to run the running back position if they need it. You know, that's an incredible thing considering he was the running back for him last year. So,
and there's been a different type of pressure on Cromwell this year. Maybe not game pressure in the second half because they've blown basically everybody out. But when you come into a season and everybody expects you to do exactly what they've done, there's a different type of pressure that goes with that when everybody expects you to win and you expect yourself to win by these wide margins, and they have delivered every single week.
They have indeed. And, you know, I guess they might have had a down game that we don't notice.
What year?
I mean, this year, just playing, they weren't playing up to how they played against Vandalia and how they started this game was that extra edge where they were just extra crisp on every possible play, every possible throw just looked perfect. I mean, the throws that weren't complete were almost complete. They were great defensive plays.
And that's the good sign for Cromwell moving in to the playoffs in a season where they've blown everybody out. Remember, they played two state-ranked teams.
Right.
Blew them both out. A Greenville team that was already playoff eligible coming in, playoff clinching coming into this game, blew them out. So three really good football teams were no match for Cromwell this year. So we'll see what the future holds. No one knows, but you got to get it done starting next week for the Cronville Cavaliers. Everybody's 0-0.
That's true. And you know, teams will get fired up, obviously, when it's playoff time.
Absolutely. We want to thank all the great folks here at Cronville High School. Athletic Director Darren Deneve and his entire crew, thank you so much for their hospitality. They treat us so good every time we come into town. And, of course, thanks to our football sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please go out and patronize the businesses you heard on the broadcast this evening. Without them, we don't bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Thanks to David Jenkins. He took care of the Pizza Man pregame show and did a fantastic job all season long. Thanks to Jennifer Graham as well for producing our high school football games throughout the season here on WSMI FM 106. For Carl DeBar, I am Tim Mize. The final one more time from Carlinville, the Cavaliers beat Greenville 66-0. Stay tuned. Coming up next here on WSMI, the Route 16 rivalry with Litchfield and Hillsborough. Good night from Carlinville.